Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
6:15 is going to be kind of, I guess, nice today. Highs of 75 and sunny. I don't know if it's particularly fall-like. Tomorrow, highs of 80, 60% chance for showers. Then it cools off for the weekend with highs Saturday, low 60s, upper 60s on Sunday. And I'm looking ahead here to the weather. And Tuesday, we're going to get a real batch of cold weather where they were saying initially we wouldn't even get out of the 40s for the high temperatures of the day. And now they're saying it's going to be the low 50s, but it's going to be that way for a while. So we've got a nice stretch of cool weather coming in, if in fact you like that. The big news in town, the big news in the region, and rightfully so, because it's been a long time since we had one, the opening of the brand new airport. And to talk about that, Aaron Burns, who is no doubt busier than I don't know what, nice enough to take some time with us. She is the Director of Communications for the New Orleans Aviation Board. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking the time. I would presume you're a little busy.
Yes, but never too busy for you guys.
Well, thank you. Tell us, I guess, about the airport and what's so good about it and how it's different than the old one in terms of passenger experiences, et cetera.
So this new terminal is actually a complete replacement facility that was constructed on the other side of our airfield. So it was built with the modern passenger in mind, with all the modern conveniences. We've got a consolidated checkpoint where travelers now have access to over 40 concessions, post-security, and you can travel back and forth between our three concourses from back there. We've got a great mix of local and national restaurants and shopping options, charging stations, fast free Wi-Fi available throughout the terminal, mother's rooms, all those little modern conveniences that people come to expect from an airport terminal.
So for people that have flown around, and I presume you have, Aaron, is there an airport to which you can compare our new one around the country?
You know, every airport is different, so it's tough to make any comparisons, but I will put it out there and say that this is one of the best airports in the country
right now.
You know, it's not very often that you see a project like this where a city gets to rebuild a terminal from the ground up, especially with an airport of our size. The last project similar to this took place in 2008 in Indianapolis. So this is a once-in-a-lifetime chance for the people of New Orleans, for this community, to have a project like this impact our city. So it's very special, and the people of New Orleans should feel proud today that we were able to reach this milestone.
It seems, Aaron, like this almost flew under the radar, and maybe that's because in terms of construction, an 8-year project is a long time. But do you find that maybe a lot of people didn't really realize that it was going to happen until maybe a week ago or something along those lines?
You know, I think airports are different. Sometimes when airports are doing projects, they kind of impact the travel experience at the existing terminal. We had the benefit that we didn't have any impact on our existing operations. So people still got to use the same terminals and experience the same air service as usual while we were busy on the other side of the airfield building this new terminal.
So it was out of sight, maybe out of mind almost, huh?
Well, now that it's open, you know, we want people to be aware that you got to take a new route to get to this terminal instead of getting off at the normal airport exit. You got to take Loyola.
Can we pick it up there when we come back?
Sure.
All right, because then we'll talk about getting to it, about some of the passenger amenities, believe it or not. A lot of the calls I'm getting are about the restrooms, and I know I went to I had to pick somebody up maybe 6 months ago, and it was not real good at the old airport, but that's behind us. I just want to hear about passenger amenities. I know in the Denver airport, They got a lot of things pre-security where you can sit there and eat and so forth, because I was looking down and I'm going through the security. And we'll talk about that in terms of places to eat, things to do, et cetera, while you wait for somebody, okay?
Okay, great.
Good. Aaron Burns, our guest director of communications for the New Orleans Aviation Board. A lot of the texts that are coming in from different numbers concern the restroom. So we don't want to dwell on that, but we will approach it when we come back. 620, time for traffic now, WWL. 624, Tommy Tucker, WWL. You're talking to Aaron Burns, Director of Communications for the New Orleans Aviation Board, about the brand new airport. For a while, you will have to take a there's not the flyover ramp. We all know about that. I think that's been discussed ad infinitum. But Aaron, when it comes to getting to the airport, the way to approach it, if you have a flight or if you are picking somebody up.
So you will, if you're coming from, say, downtown New Orleans on I-10, instead of taking the normal airport exit most people are accustomed to, you'll go an exit further to Loyola, turn left. And then from there, you sit through a couple traffic lights, but it's a straight shot onto the airport roadways, which is a longer airport road system that's been designed to ease congestion on the roadways. A lot of people are probably familiar with the fact that the former terminal, we would experience traffic in front of that loop at the terminal on busy weekends. And with this new design, we think it's going to create greater efficiency on our roadway system.
And I know there's a website where people can go to see this, right?
Yes, absolutely. We've got information about it on thenewmsy.com.
Tell me about the amenities for people, like restaurants, et cetera, those kind of things, to kill time while you're waiting for somebody, because you can't go past the security point if you're just waiting. So what do they have in front of security, if you will, for people?
So pre-security, we actually have two concessions. There's a coffee shop on in the ticketing level, and then in the baggage claim area, there is a liquor and convenience store for passengers as they're on their way out into the city. What a lot of airports have done post 9/11 is put the concessions program and the restaurants and shops where the passenger spends most of their time. Most people want to get through security. Who are traveling, they want to get through the security checkpoint and then close to their gates before they can relax and dine and shop.
And some of the things that are going to be there after they clear security? Some of the new things, Aaron?
So we've got a lot of great local restaurants. Leah's Kitchen, which is in honor of Chef Leah Chase and operated by her grandson, Edgar Chase. Local restaurant Munch Factory. There's an Emerald's Table, Foltz Market by Chef John Foltz. Susan Spicer's Mondo, which closed in Lakeview, but now the only location is in the airport. So we're excited to still be able to offer that at the airport. In terms of shopping, we've got local favorites like Flirty Girl and Dirty Coast participating in the program. So there's just a really good mix of those local brands and then also some national brands that people love. We've got your Chick-fil-A. We've got Shake Shack. Which is, you know, the first Shake Shack in an airport in Louisiana. So that's all, there's a lot to offer post-security in terms of restaurants and shopping options.
And not to be indelicate or anything, but people are concerned. And one of the important things, I guess, would be the comforts of restrooms and so forth. So for people that have been texting in about that, you would tell them,
They'll be happy to know we've got more than double the number of stalls in this facility compared to the former terminal. And the stalls are deeper and wider so that people can, you know, fit their luggage in there. There's shelving and hooks in there so that it's convenient. There's even automated sanitary seat covers for added comfort.
Really?
Yes, in both the men's and women's rooms.
I can't wait to go. Kidding. anything you wanted to add, Aaron, before we let you go?
No, I think just want to remind everyone, if you do have travel scheduled, of course, give yourself a little extra time to get to the airport. We know this is going to be a little different for people. It's new, so until you can get yourself familiar with the process. We think it's going to be a very efficient experience, but anytime there's something new, we want people to take any of the necessary steps to make sure they're prepared.
Go eat at Miss Chase's restaurant. Charge it to WWL, okay?
Will do.
Appreciate your time. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Aaron Burns, Director of Communications for the New Orleans Aviation Board. So, I guess if you're flying...
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.